speak Tibetan again and to step back into the Tibetan way of thinking. One day I asked him how it was that his grasp of the most profound, often extremely difficult Buddhist teachings came so easily to him. He said, "Well, it seems so familiar, as if I'm just remembering it all." He continues to travel to India every year. He says that he's never happier than when he's doing this study. Here we have a teacher with a remarkable ability to digest the traditional Tibetan Buddhist teachings thoroughly and completely, and then present them in a way that speaks directly to the hearts and needs of Western people. Moreover, his enthusiasm for doing this is contagious. As one who is now completely at home in both the Western and Tibetan mindsets, he easily and spontaneously serves as a bridge. In 2001, Sakyong Mipham visited Tibet for the first time, where he was greeted by thousands of people, not only as the current Sakyong and the rebirth of Mipham, but also as living proof of the vitality of Buddhism, returning to the place that his father had left. Huge audiences gathered to hear his teachings. This book is the ideal next step in Sakyong Mipham's journey, as it introduces